Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're talking YMCA youth sports today. Morgan Vukovic, she's the youth director, YMCA in Miguanico. Waukesha County, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, it's nice to meet you. I know your father, and I definitely have coached enough against your brother. I never want to see him again on the basketball court. He is really good.
He's really good.
Yeah. And he's a better baseball player.
Yeah, he's pretty talented, to say the least.
Boy, so coaching at Martin Luther, I'm now retired, by the way.
Congrats.
So thanks. Winning that state championship is a good way to go out. Mm-hmm. But in the last, I would think, 18 months, I've seen your brother three times. And twice we've gotten him, but once he got us. And I think if he's listening, he'd say, hey, that was a pretty big game that we beat you guys at. And I understand, but I'm a big fan of his. So it's nice to meet you. We're also joined in studio, Emily Salas, who is the marketing director for the Miguanico Y. It's nice to meet you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Scott Muehlman, he is the sports director at the Southwest Y, which is right around the corner from here. Scott, how you been?
Really good.
Yeah, thanks for, he walked in and said right away, said, hey, congratulations on that state. So you're up with high school sports, and I appreciate that.
You bet.
Yeah, that was a good run.
Yeah.
As you guys know, it's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to get there, and it's a hard thing to finish it. And I'm really proud of that team this year. Hey, Morgan, thanks for the email and the interest in coming and talking a little bit about the YMCA programs and what you guys offer when it comes to youth sports. Can we talk a little bit about your background and where you grew up and how you got to be working at the Y as the youth director in Miguanico?
Yeah, so I grew up in Miguanico, went to Miguanico High School, played basketball there, went on to play basketball at Carthage College, where I majored in communications and PR.
Okay.
And then I had a bunch of internships with the Lakeshore Chinooks, knew I wanted to sort of get into sports, social media marketing, went on to WISN 12, PR Max Bank, doing some marketing stuff, and then the youth sports coordinator position opened part-time, and then went in. I was like, I needed money. I was like six months out of college, no job. And then I was doing my thing, doing pretty good, and they promoted me up to director. So
congratulations.
Thanks.
Boy, it fits perfect with your background,
yeah,
right? And the
right
stuff that you love.
Right.
You grew up in a sports family, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play multiple sports?
I grew up doing a little bit of volleyball and track to keep me in shape, but my passion was basketball with AAU and Miguanico.
Had you been to that YMCA growing up at all?
Ours was only built 6 years ago.
Okay.
So the Southwest YMCA is a lot older than ours, but the YMCA in Miguanico is super new, but we did get a membership there as soon as it opened. So
you were familiar with the building and the things that they do. Emily, let's talk a little bit. You're the marketing director for the Waukesha County YMCA, correct?
Yep, correct.
Can we talk a little bit about what a marketing director does for the Y?
For the Y, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So really, we oversee how we're promoting our programs. So focusing on the sports, what sets us apart from other organizations, the AAU, the club sports, and things like that are in the sports world.
Right. And we're going to dig into some of the programs you guys offer and the change that's you have to change with the times. And when I look at some of the programs you guys offer, look, I'm really old, but when I was a kid, YMCA didn't offer any. Quit you laughing over there. I'm really old. You're supposed to go, no, Mike, you're not that old. No, that's okay. But the things you have to change with the times and figure out how to get kids that want to get involved in the mission statement of the Y, and we're going to talk about this, isn't about winning all these games and you're going to go to the NBA. It's more about having kids fall in love with different sports, having them try different sports, and see which sports they like. And it's to get better. It's not all about the scoreboard. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. They're even your non-traditional sports like dodgeball,
right,
or other classes like Jedi training, you know, are
yeah,
really
they didn't offer that, just so no. You know, when I would have been a great Jedi. No, I
yeah.
would not.
but any opportunity to build those character development skills in the youth is awesome.
Scott, your background, how you ended up at the Y here? And again, you're at the one right on, is it off of Howard?
Howard Avenue in Boyd, yeah.
I used to go over there on Saturday mornings before I started doing this. We used to play basketball together, and there was a guy at a different radio station who invited me, and he would cheat, just so you know. you know what he would do? The first 10 that got in the gym, we'd pick five. Here's your five, here's our five. And if you lose, by the time that game got done, there'd be 10 other guys waiting, so you'd have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
He had a guy named Craig Buttram, who's about 6'10", and he would put him like in a little room and say, wait there till I come get you. And then he'd say, well, let's pick it. I'll just take the next guy coming in. And then he'd go get him. And then they'd run, you know, they'd run the floor for a couple hours, and then they'd be done. It was just completely cheating. Oh. And I don't think that's something the Y wanted him to do,
no,
right?
I'm sure not.
Thank
no.
you,
Sounds
Scott.
Sounds like a Woody Harrelson movie.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, and he works for another radio station where I'd give him all kinds of grief, but I don't want people to know that I'm talking about Vinny from WKLH, by the way. Kim Vincent, WKLH, just so you know. Anyway, so how long have you been there, Scott?
I've actually been working with the Y for 15 years.
You have?
So, yeah, I grew up in the Madison area, played collegiate sports, much like Morgan, and moved here to Milwaukee. I was dating this really cool girl, and we ended up getting married later, but looking for a job. I actually have a communications and broadcast production background, and but got this part-time job at the Y, and I haven't looked back since.
Still married?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's
oh,
still
yeah.
cool?
Oh, yeah. I hope she's listening.
What is her name?
Stacy.
Stacy?
Yeah.
You know what? Did you all kick your coverage like most of us?
Big time.
You did?
Big time.
Yeah, that
oh,
a
yeah.
boy. That a
oh,
boy,
yeah.
Scott. You know what? You're smart, man. Not only are you a good-looking guy, but you're smart for saying that. Hey, Morgan, what about, and again, being the youth director, give me kind of a day-to-day on what your job entails.
Oh, gosh, there's so many things that we do at the YMCA, whether it's scheduling, program planning, enrichment planning. So not only do we plan sports, but we plan enrichment to show kids how to live a healthy life, whether that's through food, activity, healthy mindset. There's a wide variety of things.
Did you know going in? What the amount of hats you were going to wear, and did you know you didn't, right?
No, I
didn't. Because
did not.
You're all kind of smiling,
not.
Shaking
yeah.
your head, going, "Look," and I like the fact that you guys are willing to kind of jump in where you're needed.
Oh yeah.
But there is so much going on mm-hmm. at a Y, especially in the when school gets let out.
Yes.
And on a day-to-day basis, it's really crowded,
mm-hmm.
and there are activities for all these kids, and we're going to talk a lot about them throughout the show. But is it hard? It's not an 8-to-5 job.
It is not. No, but it also is very nice since we do have so much programming and scheduling. The Y is really flexible in allowing us to not come in until later so that we can stay later and help coach those kids and stay later for our programming at night. So it's really nice. It's a really great family.
You come from a sports family, obviously. And again, I've talked about knowing your dad and knowing your brother a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the lessons, and we'll talk to all three about this, the lessons that you learn from sports is so valuable in life. Look, when you were a little kid playing AAU basketball, you didn't know the lessons that you were learning then about working with other kids, you know, how to handle wins, how to handle losses, how to develop friendships, all of the things that now as an adult.
Right.
But all of the training that you had as an athlete kind of fits into living the life that you're living right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that's, I think, a point that I want to show to kids as well, is like, these are lessons that you'll carry with you. These are friendships you'll carry with you. These time management skills, these respect skills, listening to your coach, all of this is something that the kids are going to carry with them.
Because that's, as adults, that's the stuff that we have to do. Emily, there are so many options for kids now. If you're and I hate elevator pitches, I really do. I just you know, I hate role playing and giving us our elevator pitch. But if you have a chance to talk to parents one on one, and they're like, well, you know, maybe what we should do is look into this or look into that. What about the YMCA for you is such a good selling point for these parents?
I think, and what Scott and Morgan said, is there is a little bit of everything, and having these kids starting them either younger or a little bit later, they get to dabble in, okay, I want to try basketball. I want to try soccer, where you don't have to go all in, pay all those crazy club fees. Parents are able to come in, help volunteer coach, which a lot of places don't give those opportunities. And it's kind of an all-in-one stop. So whether that's for swimming or sports, or like Morgan said, enrichment, summer day camp, preschool, or even just a place for mom and dad to come and relax.
Sure.
And kind of put their kids, and knowing that their kids are in safe hands, I think that's our number one priority.
Hey guys, and before we get to a break, the show prior to this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Normally we're talking about roofing or siding, and there's an event coming up next week that we're raising money for Aurora Cancer Care, and it's a part of that called Team Phoenix. And Dr. Judy Tejo, who was in, she started this, and it's for women that are battling breast cancer. And she has them run to do a triathlon. And she said, look, and I said, are these really good athletes before they had? And she said, no, we have women that have never swam before. We have to teach them how to swim before they do. So, look, if the fact that you have swim classes and you have kids that are active, I just found what she had to say amazing and how emotional she was. And she said, look, we're looking for people that want to partner so we have more pool time. And I know that's difficult everywhere because there's not a lot of pools to be using. But she said, we have to literally, at some of these women, teach them how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. They've never ridden a bike. Mm-hmm. So, look, get your kids involved. Get them active at the Y now. So, you know what? So as they get older, like, you know, people like me, look, my parents made me take swim classes. And I love to swim. And look, I can coach a little bit. I can play a little bit, all of that. But there's so many things, not only for adults, but for kids. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. I didn't realize you guys offer archery. Yeah. Archery.
Yeah,
I'd be horrible at that.
Wait, you can sign up. There's a class just down the road.
If you teach it, I'll take. No,
I do not. I got a much better instructor. So,
yeah, there you go. We're going to continue talking about the YMCA, and I really appreciate the willingness of these people to come in to sell the YMCA, the things that they do. We're going to talk a little bit about their mission statement and what they offer. On the other side of the break, Morgan Vukovic, she is the youth director for the Waukesha County Y, which is located in Maguanago, proud Carthage grad.
Oh, yeah.
Did you score a little bit when you were there?
I would average like 8 a game, I would say.
That's pretty good at the college level.
I was a team player. I could pass defense.
Do you know that's one of the problems that your brother has? Do you know that?
What, passing the ball?
If I'm his coach, I want him with the hands on the ball a little bit more. That's just me, and now I'm retired, and I can. We used to break down film and go, man, we're happy he's giving that ball up a little bit. We're also joined by Emily Salas. She is the marketing director for the Maguanago Y, and Scott Muhlman, sports director for the Southwest Y. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well played, young man. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking YMCA sports for young people. And now is the time, I would think, as school is about to let out in 3 or 4 weeks, that you're thinking about what you want to get your kids involved with. And, you know, after 2 days of them being out of school, they're like, I'm bored. No, I'm bored. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? You guys can tell I have 3 grandsons that live directly across the street from me. They're like, Papa, what do you want to do? Let's do that. No, I'm bored. You're bored. Let's watch TV. You're not watching TV. In studio with me, Morgan Vukovic. She's the youth director the YMCA in Waukesha County, and it's in Maguanico. It's a beautiful Y, from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very pretty.
Emily Salas, she's the marketing director, but more important, she is the wife of John Salas.
Correct.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
You know, you're going to keep him?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Atta girl, you're so kind. Scott Muehlman, whose wife Stacy is listening, and thank goodness you got her name right.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's a cool one.
So nervous.
Yeah, there you go. Really? You don't seem nervous. Southwest Y, he's the sports director. Let's talk, if we can, a little bit about the mission statement of the Y when it comes to this. And there's a couple that I just really jump out doing research for the show this morning. And when you talk about introducing kids to activities at a young age is important to their development, I really believe that to be true. Whether they decide to stick with a sport or not, the main thing is that they are involved and an opportunity to socialize at an early age. We talk about the last segment, Morgan, about the lessons that these kids can learn from being active and the friendships that they make at an early age with this. It's important at the YMCA that these kids get involved, not only for the development side of it, because again, you're not there to produce the next LeBron James, which you're there, and if it happens, that's great, but you're there so that their development continues, and again, whether they decide to stay with the sport or not, at least they've tried it, and they can then make that decision if they like it.
Right.
Do you find that kids, that they kind of go into sports that they're familiar with, so it's a football, basketball, baseball, but when you look at all the different things that you guys offer, do you then start to talk to them about you should try this or you should try that?
Yeah, so at the Y, we do offer a sports sampler class. So that is a class where kids can come and each week we will have a new sport. So baseball, basketball, soccer, we throw in a little track, little gymnastics, and sort of at that point you kind of can see the kids that are like, whoa, this five-year-old is already dribbling the basketball with one hand and, you know, ball handling, not ball's not hitting the floor. So then you kind of reach out to the parents at the end of the session and be like, hey, we offer this basketball skills class. I think your kid could be really good and really blossom from this. So there's a lot of different avenues that kids can go from the YMCA, especially at an early age.
Scott, when you guys offer, is it when we talk about these classes, and Emily, maybe you're the one to ask this too, are the classes that we talk about today, are they offered at all the Ys?
Majority are offered at all the Ys. Some locations have, maybe the facilities are set up better to offer either lacrosse or how Scott was saying dodgeball or different things like that.
Sure.
But we try to offer all of these sports at all five of our locations.
And depending on, do you guys do things outdoors, obviously, as well?
Yeah.
And depending if they have the space or not to do, because there's the one right off 124th and North Avenue. They don't have a ton of space outside, I don't believe. Everything, I think most of the stuff that I've seen, and it's been years since I've been there, but is indoors. Scott, when you do you guys offer that sampling class as well?
Yeah, we
What's
do.
The age for those kids?
You know, they can go as young as with parent classes for 2 and 3 year olds. Then we'll do more preschool, 4 to 6, and then even getting into school age kids, 7 to 10.
Are parents comfortable after a little while of leaving little Johnny while they go work out at the Y, leaving little or Rachel or
they definitely are, and that's kind of almost, you know, in a way that's their escape time too, to get in to fulfill their needs, to get a good workout in. But the nice part about that is they start out at the with age or with parent group, get the kids used to that format of listening to a coach, you know, 2 and 3 year olds, and then by K-4, 5 and 6 year olds, they're ready to be in the class by themselves.
When my daughter Katie, who again, I talk about these three grandsons, their mom, and they live across street from us, only for a couple more weeks, by the way, they're moving, which is going to be hard for me, but only 10 Ooh. Minutes away, which is okay. But now I get to see everything they do.
Yeah.
When she was an infant, the Y offered a mom-child tumbling class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked out of her home, so I signed up, and I brought her. And I wasn't the mom, obviously, but I'll tell you what, the moms that were there anything I needed, because they thought it was very nice that a boy, that a man would do this. So if her diaper needed to be changed, they were like, we got you. We'll take care of it. It was really awesome. What I liked about that, and I don't know if they still offer classes like they do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was what a great chance to meet other people at the same place where you are, mm-hmm. no sleep, a little bit frustrated on some things, and to be able to see these little kids start to do some things. It was a cool class, and I was the only guy in it, so that was kind of cool as well. But to watch them develop and start to do some of this stuff on their own was really cool. Here are a couple mm-hmm. of these other, the mission statement of the Y, and the YMCA has been around a long time, but if you have it, it's not your grandfather's YMCA anymore. I mean, it's not. It's totally different. And again, with the things that you guys offer, I think especially for kids at early ages to learn how to develop and to be around other kids, I think is really important. A couple other ones that really jumped off at me. At the Y, everyone plays, and everyone plays in a safe environment. That's really important, obviously, to parents nowadays with all the stuff that goes on in our community. Everyone plays, and everyone plays in a safe environment. You guys take that very seriously, Emily.
Yeah, we do. We have, obviously, talking with Morgan and Scott, we have tremendous directors that really lead our instructors and go through training. And we just want to make sure everyone, not only the kids feel safe, but parents know that they are in a safe spot and they're able to come in, but also have fun.
Right.
I think that's also the goal of that. But we take the safety of those kids very seriously.
Number 7 on this list, the recently revamped sports program is designed to reflect the Y's core values, which is caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility through positive competition. Do you know, and I'm going to go with you, Scott, that the recently revamped sports program, just Google the YMCA. This morning when I came in and after Morgan and I talked, I went on the website and I went, okay, I haven't been here for a while. Shame on me. Things have really changed. And the programs that you offer, if you can't pick one or two that you think your kids are going to have interest in, there's an issue because you guys offer just about everything.
Yeah, we want to definitely get as many opportunities out there as possible. And when we talk about revamped, we really listen to our members and our community to see how they want us to present these. Do you want to practice 3 times a week, play games on Saturdays? And what we've come up with is a model where you practice and play on the same day, because we're all so busy. Everybody's busy with their kids and different things in their lives. And so what we've come to is that practice, play, it's a 90-minute class 1 day a week, and they're, like I said, practicing and then playing on the same day. And it's just been a really great experience for a lot of the families.
Hey, Scott, how hard is it for you guys? And Morgan, I'll ask you the same question, because you're going to see kids coming at all different levels. You're going to get kids at the same age, one who's never dribbled a basketball mm-hmm. and one who's already dribbling with both hands and everywhere in between, right?
Yeah.
And so how is it difficult for you guys to make sure that even the youngster who's never dribbled a basketball gets as much out of this as possible and has as much fun as the youngster who is way ahead of that person?
Yeah, I mean, that's really important to me, because I have kids too, and we've done some other leagues here and there, and you can kind of see there's different agendas, or, you know, only certain kids are going to pitch or play quarterback. And that's what I try to infuse in my staff and volunteers, is everybody's going to get that opportunity to take the snaps.
Right.
You know, everybody has to have that opportunity, and that's what's really important. And when we preach that with all the families, it's a really supportive environment then.
Yeah, I think that's important, Morgan, don't you? Yeah. That like, and again, we're all, and who knows, that youngster who's never dribbled a basketball, mm-hmm. they may by the end of this and a year from now may be better than anybody in that class. They just have to be introduced to it. Mm-hmm. And so that's difficult for you guys, I would think, to make sure that everybody gets a chance to participate at whatever level they're at.
Yeah, but I think, you know, with basketball league just ending and soccer league starting now, the kids are surrounded by so many other kids that they all get so excited. And the kids that might not have played soccer before or basketball before are are surrounded by other kids that have, and you know, they try to keep up, and you know, they mock what the other kids are doing, and you just get a little more energetic and encouraging with those kids so that they don't get so discouraged. You know, clap for them, hype them up, and you know, they sort of just seem to go with it and catch on as they go. So
hey, we got to get to a break. A couple, and I want to talk about a few more, but I really want to get into everything that you guys offer. But the YMCA is a great family environment because parents are allowed to let their kids enjoy a sports class while they work out. A family-friendly atmosphere all in one place is important. The other part is the cost of YMCA programming is very reasonable compared to other club teams or private organizations. There's no doubt about that. And the amount of things you get for the money that you pay is huge. It really is. So go to the YMCA, Google that website, ymca.com.
GWCYMCA.org.
You know what? I should have written that down. Sorry. You'll give that to me over during the break, and I'll promote that on the other side. We're talking again with Morgan Vukovic. She is the youth director, Maguanago YMCA, and Emily Salas, the marketing director in Maguanago, and Scott Muehlman. He is the sports director at the Southwest YMCA. This is the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones, got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh.
Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Talking YMCA Youth Sports. Morgan Vukovic, big fan of her dad and brother, and now a fan of hers. She is a Carthage grad, and she is the youth director at Maguanago YMCA. Emily Salas, she is the marketing director for Greater Waukesha County. I've been saying it's Maguanago, but it's all of Greater Waukesha County. And Scott Muehlman, who's sports director of the Southwest Y. Hey, we talked, the last thing that we talked about at the end of the last segment was the cost of YMCA programming is very reasonable. And during the break, Emily, you talked about that you guys are a nonprofit. And I said, can we talk about that and how important it is? Because if they're there are the parents and families that can't afford the YMCA, there's ways to help.
Correct. We are, a lot of people don't realize we are a nonprofit. And what's really great about that is last year we gave over $350,000 in financial assistance, not only for programming, but for membership as well. So one great thing, how you said some kids come in with little to no experience. That might have been because they couldn't have afforded to do programs prior to receiving financial assistance from the YMCA Greater Waukesha County.
That's a really good point. And thank you for letting me bring this up, because I think it's important that people understand the YMCA is nonprofit. I don't think people think that. That's certainly not the first 100 thoughts that they have when they're thinking about the YMCA. And look, the communities that you guys serve in the things that you do is just very vital, I think, to our community and what you offer. And I've never, I'm sure I've thought of them as a nonprofit, but not recently. And the fact that you guys give so much back to the community, again, not only programming, but assistance in being able to be part of the Y. And I love the mission statement. Go to GWCYMCA.com.
Org. Yeah. Okay.
What are you laughing at,
Morgan? We'll get it right,
Morgan?
Next time.
Quit laughing at me, Morgan. I don't. Emily, that's on me. It's GWCYMCA.org. Darn it. GWCYMCA.org. All the information we're talking about is on that website.
Correct.
And if you have any questions for Morgan, or you have any questions for Emily or Scott, you can reach out to them at the YMCAs that they're working at. Scott is at Southwest, and Morgan is in Maguanago. Is now, Scott, good time right now to be talking about what you guys do? Registration for some of the things you do in the summer is going on right now?
Yep, right now. Yeah, so all of our sports leagues, sports classes, our summer day camp is starting up right now. Yeah, now is definitely the time to check into that stuff.
And do you have classes that fill up?
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Yep. A lot of our day camp, I know the Southwest day camp is filling up rapidly, really quickly. But then our sports league, too.
If you're not a member of the YMCA, can you still get involved in some of this stuff?
Yes, definitely. There's a price break if you are a member, but we're open for everybody.
That's really important that people understand. If, you know, they're listening to the show saying, well, you know what, I'm not a member, so I can't have my 7-year-old go to try this, they can. They all, again, go to their website and find out. If you have any questions, call the YMCA. Anybody that answers the phone, I'm sure, has enough information on this. Or stop by. Do you guys have pamphlets that people, if they don't go on, can't get on the internet or don't want to, if they want to stop at the Y, just kind of get a feel for what the location is and what the building entails, they can do that.
Yep, they can stop, come right in, give them a tour if they want, or pick up some materials and be able to check those out when they get home.
Are you guys looking to hire people?
We're always looking to hire.
Yeah, everybody is right now. Yep. So high school age kids?
Yep, depending on what area that they're looking at, we typically about that 15-year-old and up.
Right.
So if they are in maybe summer day camp, which we are looking for summer day camp counselors, I know a lot of people are coming off of college, you know, coming off those breaks. We are offering full-time positions for the summer. Just have to be 18 and older to be able to do that.
Wow. Glad I asked that question because it's hard to find good help nowadays. It just is. Hey, Morgan, the best part of your day for you, and you do a lot of things. We talked about this at the Y. Again, you're the youth director at Waukesha County, the Maguanago YMCA. What is the best part for you?
I would say it has to be when the kids come for their program. I'm Miss Morgan, I'm Coach Morgan, and I'm literally like a celebrity to
them.
That's
awesome.
Like I cannot go anywhere around Maguanago or East Troy or Waterford without seeing a kid, Coach Morgan, you know. So I think that's probably the best part of my
day.
Doesn't
that make you feel good?
It does.
Yeah.
It's very sweet, and it's very nice that they have someone to look up to like that.
And the fact that you've been a part of this now for a bit and it started part-time and then moved into full-time, you kind of know, like you didn't walk in brand new not knowing any of this stuff. You kind of had a feel for what you were doing. How much do you guys work together with other locations? I mean, do you talk, obviously you and Scott talk a lot. The youth director at Southwest, do you communicate with as well? And I guess the question is, do you guys talk about the good and the bad and the ugly? Hey, this was really working well for us, and we tried it this way, and it's not working. I mean, how much do you guys communicate with all that?
Yeah, well, we meet monthly as a group, but we'll talk about certain classes again, kind of like that Jedi training. Like, what do you guys do for this class? Everybody kind of has their own things that they do, and then we just put it all together and make it the best of the best. We'll also collaborate on our league. So we just got done doing our girls' developmental volleyball league, which is kind of like that, which is open for girls that don't make a club or maybe financially can't afford a club.
Sure.
And we're a place for them to play. And then we'll play against each other. And even like cross country in the fall, everybody has their own teams, but we come together for three meets a year and celebrate the kids' successes because cross country is difficult. I don't know who wants to run, but
Southwest,
that,
do you guys
that far.
Do you guys beat Maguanago a lot, or you guys own them, don't you?
Yeah.
You told me during the
break. No, they don't, only because they have more kids than us.
We have a
right
big
now.
Track meet. We have a big track meet, and that's Saturday at Whitnall High School. So we'll see. We'll let that decide.
Man, there might be a lunch bet or something on this thing. I'm just telling you, Morgan, Scott, when we're walking in, he said, man, we own them. He didn't say
he's
any
just
of
been
that.
Around a little longer than me. Give me some time. Give me some time.
Ouch, to go right to the age thing. I got you.
She said Southwest was kind of an old building.
She did say that.
Yeah.
More experienced building. That's it. She said old and tired. She didn't say any of that. Let's talk about some of the things that you guys offered that surprised me. Look, archery surprised me. There's baseball skills, there's coach pitch, there's basketball skills, there's cross country, there's dodgeball, which is really cool, flag football skills, Jedi training, which I think is really funny. Train your mind, body, and spirit in the ways of the Force. Each week you'll play games and tackle challenges as you explore new worlds with lightsabers on your path, becoming a Jedi. This is one that when I talked about, this is not your father's or grandfather's YMCA anymore. This is the kind of stuff that you guys, look, this is fun, but there's a reason behind why you guys are offering this.
Yeah, for sure. It's all about youth development. I mean, again, Jedi training sounds like fun. We're going to hit each other with lightsabers, but we're really teaching them more like how big is the galaxy really?
Right.
How big is our solar system? Emotional intelligence, which is so important for these kids to learn, understanding their own emotions.
Do you take adults into that class? Because I might join that. I might need that one.
Yeah, yeah, yep. But all are welcome.
I like the fact that, look, if you have a son or a daughter that just doesn't like sports, mm-hmm. it's okay. Yeah. The YMCA has something to offer, or as we talked about, they haven't tried, maybe they just haven't tried dodgeball before.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's a sport that, look, I've tried basketball, not for me. Tried baseball, not sure. But you know what? Well, let's try this Jedi thing and see if that works for us. Volleyball, tennis, T-ball, sports sampler, which I love that idea, by the way, and then soccer skills. Is there a favorite in McGuanago? Is there one for one or two of these that are going to they're going to close it up because we're going to have too many kids?
I would say soccer and volleyball or soccer and basketball are really the most popular. Those close right away, and there's usually a waiting list for that, which is exciting.
Southwest?
Yeah, kind of the same. Track and field's pretty popular for us in the springtime, and then flag football as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. This is good stuff, guys. And when is sign-up going on right now?
Yeah, right now for our leagues for the summer stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Sign-ups just started. So, yeah.
So if you want to get involved in this thing, what is there an average cost on some of this?
It depends on the length of the class, all of that, but you can find that all on the website too. And like Scott said, there is a little bit of a member incentive if you are a member, but if you're not, we're more than happy to take non-members and program participants.
I would assume for non-members, once they bring their kids here, they're going to want to become a member, right? Because you have
that's
so much to
that's
offer.
That's our goal. But
that
yeah, and
goal.
We do beyond just the sports too, and things for mom and dad or grandma and grandpa to be able to participate.
Emily, where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
Not as north as you probably think. I have a little bit of a.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
I had asked everybody
else. Oh, okay,
else.
Perfect. I grew up in Burlington.
Okay, you're is it the Demons there? Is that?
Yeah, I actually went to Catholic Central, so we're the Hilltoppers.
I know all about Catholic Central. They're in our conference.
Yes.
Yeah, Martin Luther. We did okay against them. It's a really good school. I like the people down
there
a lot. Their girls' basketball program is good.
Yep.
Yeah, their numbers are down a little bit, so we're hoping that they can get those numbers up. But that's a fun place to go play. Yeah, yeah, good for you.
We'll get to
a couple other things that I have to ask these guys about. One is the archery class because I for some reason that surprises me. I don't know anybody that's ever taken one, so I'm going to ask you to maybe get me involved in that. And then a couple other things that the YMCA is doing. Go to this website, gwcymca.org, gwcymca.org, to get more information. This is the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Maybe you guys should have a dance class. Look at you with all that rhythm.
Yeah, I like dancing.
I didn't think the McGuanago girls had much rhythm, but not bad for you. We're talking YMCA. Morgan Vukovic, she is the youth director at the McGuanago YMCA. Scott Muehlman, who is the sports director at the Southwest Y. And Emily Salas, who is the marketing director for Greater Waukesha County YMCAs. Go to the GWCYMCA.org for more information. Hey, during the break, we talked about the summer day camp for ages 4 to 13. And the idea of the summer day camp is what?
Well, really, when you're talking about kids getting off of school, parents are wondering what they're going to do.
Right.
Whether that is for care or the boredom factor or continuing those learning skills, we do offer about 14 area summer day camps that either tie in with their summer school where we hold those at the school or at our locations that run for 12 weeks.
Emily, how long have you been with the Y?
7 years.
Good for you. Yeah, where did you go on to? You went to Burlington Catholic Center. Where did you go to school after that?
UWM, Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yep. Did you know when you were going to school that this was something that you wanted to do? And what about the YMCA for you has kept you there?
Growing up, this isn't what I always participated in sports. I always really liked that atmosphere. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I was, an opening came at the Southwest Y, so I've known Scott for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And I just really love the family environment.
Yeah.
Not only from the work environment, but actually going in every day. And, you know, they see a majority of kids, but we see people from all ages, that cradle up to our active older adults, which really is a place for all.
Yeah, if you, when you think about the YMCA, depending on where you are in your life, it means something different to you. You know, it means a place that you can go and work out and play when you're younger, and then you start, as you start to age and you have kids. Scott, you were talking about your kids. How many kids do you have?
We have three kids.
And are they listening to anything?
I hope so.
What are their names?
Samantha, Leah, and Ryan.
Samantha, Leah, and Ryan. How old are they?
10, 8, and 6.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a great spot.
Oh, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I envy you a little bit. Yeah. I do. Just, you know what? We kind of like what you do, Morgan. My son played, and my daughter, Katie, we all got involved with him playing basketball. We traveled in the summers, and that was our vacation time. And I listen to people I work with, and they go, oh, I have another soccer tournament. I envy that. I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss doing that stuff. And so I'm sure that you do a lot. Your three kids are fairly active at the Y?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're there all the time. it's a nice benefit because you can bring the kids to work.
Sure.
You know, and if we're doing a class that's not age appropriate for them, we can put them into child watch or find a space, a safe place for them. So
yeah, can we talk about that part as well? So I would assume, because it's such a family atmosphere, and Emily, maybe you're the one to talk to about this, but if you have two older brothers and you have a daughter that's maybe three or four, there's something for all of them.
Yep, correct. Not only just with our paid programming, but as Scott was alluding to, our child watch, which is for kids 6 weeks to up to 8 years old, and very reasonably priced. If mom or dad are wanting to go and work out, or maybe mom is watching older brother play, they can go in there and be able to have a safe space with their friends. Some areas you're able to go outside, planned activities, so something for all ages within that frame.
Hey, Morgan, the time of the year, how much does that change for what you guys are doing? So we're talking now summertime, and then once the fall comes and kids are back to school, doesn't mean that you get time off. I mean, you guys, yeah, you're right?
Never.
What's that?
Never.
We're always coaching and developing these kiddos, but it's awesome. I mean, in the summer, we don't do a lot of things on weekends just because we know how crazy busy families are, so we try to keep a lot of the stuff during the week so that weekends can be vacations and that sort of thing. But otherwise, it's nonstop, go, go, go. The leagues never stop. Classes never stop. So
It's wonderful because year-round, you're going to have kids that do a sport. You're going to sign up for the next season, next session. But then I have my flag football kids. That's the only thing that they're going to do. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again because you only see them once a year. And it's a great opportunity to build relationships with those kids.
Hey, talk to me about something like flag football. First of all, how many kids get involved? And how do you guys play against other kids just from your Y, or is that something you compete with other kids from other Ys?
Yeah, you bet. We'll typically keep it in-house, so we'll play our own Southwest teams, and then at the end of the year, we do a big kind of celebration mini tournament or whatever up at Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Sure.
Because it's always nice to partner with other people in the community, and they let us use their field, and we play on the big college field.
It's
the
great turf facility.
And, yeah, so then all our Ys will connect there.
They're really nice people over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm big fans of what they do over at Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Skip Noon is awesome to work with. So,
he's a good man.
Yeah,
he was a basketball coach for a long time and AD there, and did a great job. And now he's passed the baton on the coaching side. Mm-hmm. I bet he misses it like crazy, but the AD, and he does believe a lot in giving back to the community.
Yes.
So you have enough teams at the Southwest Y, enough kids to have about how many teams do you think?
Yeah, usually about four to six teams. So we'll kind of do it, like I said, our own in-house
little
thing.
Round robin thing.
Yeah.
And Morgan, same thing for you?
We actually do not offer flag football at McGuanago just because of how popular McGuanago Braves football is.
Yeah,
so
it's huge, isn't it?
It's huge. So we do not offer flag football, but we offer almost everything else.
Most of those kids in McGuanago wouldn't play flag football because they didn't want to be part of that whole Braves thing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been out there to do the Thursday Night Lights High School football game of the week where it's youth night. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every kid in from one corner to the next in McGuanago is there with their Braves shirt on. It's really good stuff. Hey, the baseball part of it, You guys offer T-ball.
Yep.
And then coach pitch.
Yep.
So what's the age for that?
It's pretty much first and second grade for the coach pitch. Okay. We don't really do too much after that because there's a lot of little leagues and they kind of have their own facilities. But
you get them at least fielding, throwing,
exactly,
hitting, getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you. Morgan, thanks for reaching out to me.
Of course.
Really nice to meet you in person. Please say hi to your father and your brother for me and tell him keep up the good work. Emily, thank you. It's
thanks
nice to meet
us.
You. You bet. Scott, it's nice to meet you. Not bad you for too. A Berlin Catholic Central girl. Most of you girls are in jail.
No,
I'm just kidding. Hey, what's the hamburger place in Burlington?
Fred's.
Fred's. You can't go to Burlington without going to Fred's. I was only kidding about most of the girls from Catholic Central in jail. I'm just kidding about that. I don't want any phone calls. Again, just kidding. Guys, keep up the good work. You can go to gwcymca.org. gwcymca.org. Get you all the information you need on everything we talked about. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.